out the front door, it's going back door. Episode 70, bitch.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Okay, so I went and did
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to episode 70 of Going Backdoor podcast. We are here. We are queer. And Bob's ready to take it in the rear.
Your kids.
And we just lost all the conservatives. Thank you. Anyways.
It was a joke. They know it.
You had a story about black people in the ghetto. What to tell? What was it again?
I met two fellows from South Africa.
Oh.
Met them during a comedy show.
Well, don't I sound awful now?
In which, personally...
You called them the N-word.
Nope. You watched it? I didn't do that?
No, I specifically remember the N-word being dropped. It might not have been you, but somebody said the N-word.
Also, I'm going to hand you my phone, and you're going to have to figure out how to send yourself all the videos I have of my stand-up.
It might have been me saying the N-word, but whatever.
Okay, so anyway, I met these two fine gentlemen while doing stand-up. I didn't have a great set, but they were great. Great for the crowd. Everyone else sucked my dick. Other than that, met up with them after the show. I was talking with them. A couple other comics. Shouts out AJ.
And then you
shouts out
them.
Mike.
Did you fuck him?
No.
Damn. Anyways.
I asked the dude if he was actually from South Africa because he was wearing a South Africa jersey.
Sure, I got the impression. Y'all, man.
In the most...
Yes, I did, man.
That's not close at all to their accent. It's like Australia, English, and then Jamaican.
So like Giannis.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, he was wearing a South African jersey polo, which I don't know if you've ever met an African man. That's the number one telltale sign. The polo jersey. No American black guy is going to wear that. I'm sorry. Other than that, I talked to them after the show, and I was like, hey, guys, what's up? What's your names and stuff? Thanks for coming. You guys were great in the crowd. There was two fellows. One of them was white. One of them was black, Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
The black dude's name was, like, Dahil.
Mm-hmm. What's the white guy's name? Kevin?
Do you want to know how I know all white people are the same no matter where the fuck they are?
What?
His name was fucking Jake. They went to the same school since preschool. Childhood best friends, Dahil and fucking Jake. He didn't want to tell us our names because he was like, no, you guys are going to make fun of me. And we're like, nah, what's your name, man? We want to know you. You were a great person for the crowd. He said Jake. Me, AJ, and Mike all three did the stereotypical just right in this dumb bitch's face. It was hilarious.
I want to say shout outs to the European whites. Like, you know, Russia.
Half of them.
Russia, Slovenia, what are the other good ones?
Czechoslovakia.
Spain, you know. Wherever the fuck Mono's from, you know?
France.
That was Tony Parker.
No, Mono was from France, too.
No, he wasn't.
Look it up. 100% look it up. I'm confident as fuck in this.
This is the swing of the show where we prove Todd wrong.
Because we're Belgium.
I am he not Belgium either.
It was France or Belgium, that's it.
I want to say it was like a...
This bitch don't even know, and my neighbor's mad because I'm drunk being loud. Suck my dick, bud. Stop being so top-heavy, maybe.
They're not even being that loud. They're probably fucking.
I hope so. Bro looks like he fucking needs it.
I've never felt something so much. Felt, yeah.
I made lunch for everybody at work today. That was pretty cool.
Okay, you're wrong.
Where was he from?
He's not from France. He's not from Belgium.
Where was it?
Think like kind of Spain, but not Spain.
Portugal.
Think more like a Latino. Kind of.
He's not from Greece, is he?
Kind of sound. No, not Greece. It sounds kind of flip. I think it might be like an island, maybe. I think.
A what?
I think.
What? Just tell me what it is.
Argentina.
No, Argentina's not an island. It's an archipelago.
But it's not France.
No, it's very far away from France. Yeah. I didn't know he's from Argentina. I thought he came from the French League. My bad.
No. He might have played in the French League, but no, he's from Argentina.
I'm a racist. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyways, what were we saying? Oh, yeah, shout-outs to them for coming up with creative names like Manu. Also, France, suck my dick. Tony, really? What the fuck? I guess it...
He's your best offering.
Victor, come on now. That's not creative.
Wimbignana is pretty sick, but that's definitely African.
It's yeah.
Give my man praise.
Yeah.
He's a born king.
Somebody used Webby as, like,
I don't like that.
Webby as a reference towards, like, boobs. And that's all I can think of now anytime I hear his name now. So
when the
it makes me laugh.
Fuck have you ever... What the fuck?
It was on Flagrant 2. Yeah.
Pulling out the fucking Webbies.
Yeah, yeah. You know how Schultz gets. Anyways. I'll literally fight you.
Did you like that?
Shit like that again.
Did you like that? You said, I know how Schultz gets. That's exactly how it gets. Wait, let me. I'm black.
I'll start laughing like a drunk stepfather at 3 in the morning, okay? I swear to God. By that, I mean pulling out my dick and putting it in your mouth. Anyways.
I'm about to.
We're
gonna go pretty wholesome for a second here.
Oh God, here we are.
So my nephew, one of the most special people to me, I built him a Gravedigger Lego.
Is he retired?
Alden.
You said special. That's. I'm sorry. I know what you meant. I know what you meant.
He might be on the spectrum.
Oh.
Chill the fuck out.
Oh, now I feel horrible.
Chill the fuck out.
Now I feel horrible.
Chill the fuck out.
Oh,
I'm so
fucking
mad right now.
Oh, fuck. This
okay,
is...
I'm sorry. It's not your fault. I know it's not your
fault.
Oh,
this is...
Okay, so I built my perfect little man a Gravedigger Lego set. And,
oh, it's like making a Ted Mom joke.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, God, I feel horrible.
Just shut the fuck up. And he asked if it came in any other configurations, and I found, well, my wonderful girlfriend found a configuration for a dune buggy, and I built it for
What
him.
Was it originally? I'm sorry, I missed
A Gravedigger monster truck. Like, you can tell by the stickers,
yeah,
it has
yeah,
all the Gravedigger
yeah,
shit
yeah.
on it.
Everything but, looks blue in these sunglasses, so I can't really, couldn't really tell.
But yeah.
I also have the memory of a cat, so, you know.
But yeah, I'm very excited to share it with him. It is my prized possession right now. This is wonderful. So yeah, back to you being literal fucking Hitler, real quick, alright?
I'm sorry.
Are you good?
I'm not, okay. Before I say this, I'm not laughing.
No, I'm,
like,
I know it's funny because you didn't know, and that was
yeah,
like the closest
like,
I've ever been to just like beating the shit out of you.
I just thought about it, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I love him to death. God. He is my favorite little human.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Speaking of retarded, did you see Britney Spears? Got attacked by Victor Webinati's, I'm gonna fuck his name up every time, bodyguard.
No, what the
You didn't
fuck?
See that? Holy shit.
Do you have a video on Twitter?
There is no, oh, God. There isn't a video that I've found so far.
Oh, no.
But, listen. The description I got was hilarious because in the report I read, it was something along the lines of she noticed Victor Webinano walking through. It was a restaurant. They were out to eat. Saw he was there. So she walked up and she said there weren't fans around. She said, I was the only one. I walked up and I tapped him on the shoulder just to like which is hysterical, because I doubt she tapped him on the shoulder. It was more like probably his hip. But if we're being honest,
there's no way this bitch got a stepladder out.
I mean, yeah.
There's no way.
What, were there stairs? What are you talking about? Did you get on an elevator?
Were you on a fucking balcony or something? Were you in a loft?
Yeah, were you in a fucking loft?
Go to fucking England, you pussy.
I mean, Jesus Christ. So she pokes him on his ass, and he turns around. Before he can even turn around, she gets what I can only describe, what I only imagine was a Superman punch by the bodyguard, and she gets taken out. Okay.
Bad question. What color was the bodyguard? Because I swear to God, he's a black guy and nothing else. He's got to be a huge black
guy. I'm not 100% sure.
Straight righted this bitch. He's like, yes, I've wanted this for years.
I don't want to say it is, because I'm not sure. But I'm also positive it probably was, too.
Just based on, like, the reaction and what happened, it had to be a black guy that, like, this was his first gig, and he's super serious about it. Give that guy a fucking raise. But he fucking right-crossed this bitch, and then he was like, oh, no, it's a woman. Oh, fuck. I might have killed a lady.
Oh, worse, it's Britney Spears.
Right.
You just hit a possibly mentally ill woman in the face.
You 100% hit a mentally ill woman in the face.
Dear God. But then it was hilarious hearing him tell his side of the story, where it was like, oh, I had my security. There were a bunch of fans around. I felt somebody poke me in the back. Didn't know it was Britney Spears. Just thought it was a fan. And then security took care of it. So it was like, okay, I went to dinner. And later on found out it was Britney Spears. Which, if I'm being honest, seems like the more likely of the two.
Yeah.
I'm also suspecting that she probably didn't get actually punched in the face. He probably went up and went, ma'am, I need you to step back. And she went,
Or he grabbed her hand because she shouldn't be touching another human being because you're an adult. Don't touch people. That's fucking weird. You psycho. He grabbed her hand and she was like, abuse.
Wait, I want to put this out there.
Yeah.
If we ever become famous and Britney Spears becomes a fan of ours,
I'll right cross you, bitch. Don't go near me.
Grab my ass. Just grab my ass, okay? I'm fine with it.
I dare you. It's an open threat.
So you have an open grab policy with me.
I'll fucking
shoot. I'm fine with it. I'll turn around and grab your tit. Todd, on the other hand,
I will openly abuse
him. He'll be putting in applications with the Spurs afterwards, if we're being honest. Wait, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Who's the dude that had, like, the murder trial and was, like, the second pick and the whole team freaked the fuck out? Brandon Miller. Have you seen any of his shit?
Yeah. That's been going on for a while.
Dude's doing well now, for himself in the summer.
I will say, the more I've looked into it, the more I'm like, I don't think he really had much involvement in the murder. I think he was just kind of
friends with the guys who did it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, he's black, he's bad.
Either that, or it's the best cover-up I've ever fucking seen. Like
Aaron Hernandez.
JFK levels of cover-up. You know what I'm saying, dog? So, which I doubt they would do that for a second pick in the NBA draft going to Charlotte. I mean, dear God. Wouldn't it be hilarious if he ends up being the next Paul George? Like, if he's, like, half decent. Even if he has half the career Paul George had.
He's a killer for a team that doesn't fucking matter.
Like, no. Hear me out on this. Like, even if he's half the player that Paul George is, he's half better than Michael. He's, like, 10 times better than Michael Kidd Gilchrist. You know?
Want to try this?
What is this?
It's a Mike Tyson watermelon vape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen these.
It's actually really tasty.
I've seen these. Why is there a dog hair on this? That looks like a pube. Have you been sucking cock?
Only your dad's.
And the ones on stage.
All right. That didn't hurt. That didn't hurt at all, you bitch. What?
Hey, dude. If you're going to stare off into space, you got to do the piano figures with it. Go full blind.
Give me the Incredible Hulk walk away song.
Stewart, if you could put that in there for us, I'd appreciate that.
I will try to get your dick sucked. Not by me, not by anyone I know, but somebody. Somewhere might suck your dick next to me.
Future Dalton's currently putting arrows on you.
So you're going to have to like wait for him to edit the video?
Nice. And then the audio, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we hired an... Or not hired. That's the wrong word.
We have our first racial hire. He's an intern.
Not hire.
He's a racial hire. Shut up.
Not intern.
Affirmative action. He's Jewish and black. We can say whatever we want now.
Nit!
Every fiber of my being wanted to be like, Laheim, Mike. But, we're not... We're not those boys anymore, Dalton. You know? You know? We'll just let it fly in the group chat. Fuck you, internet.
Wake up, penetrator. Get some W in your cup. W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying, brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
I've been up
cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a Going Back Door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for... Dubby.
Oh yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by Dubby. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, my friend.
Do you have any? Where did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calio Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby gods.
Dubby gods?
The Dubby gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes your caffeine just awakens me. You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls. WWW, can't you see? All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So yeah, GBD Pod for 10% off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great, jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD, goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out, too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you
to the lovely W.GG GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW. Can't you see? No, seriously, you shouldn't say racial slurs, Todd. It's really fucked up.
High key, if you know the group chat stuff got out, we would be domestic terrorists.
We would be fucked beyond belief. I would probably be jobless right now. Probably not. No.
Probably not. The amount of rape comments I've made towards men I've loved for most of my life.
That's fine. Men don't matter.
If you rape a dude, no one gives a fuck. Dude, you of all people should know that. One of the things I got told was my rape joke about myself is more lighthearted than my Kanye and Kyrie bit.
Who told you that?
You'll know who. But, yeah.
Oop.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, bro, what the fuck do you mean? Like, yeah, that's more personal and more, like, emotionally, like, invested for me. But also, that's not a lighthearted joke. It's...
You could catch Todd at Helium in Indianapolis next week.
I'll have to, like, fight two dudes before I go back to Helium. The dude that stole my joke gets on at Helium all the time.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I'll punch him in the mouth, honestly, if I get a chance. Fuck. I really want to. So, I don't even fucking remember your name, but if I see your dumb, fat, fucking Carl Weezer-ass face.
You know what? Here's
suck my dick.
Why don't we just open our own comedy club? We could do this. Spotify, send us $5 million.
That's what I want. I want a Midwest comedy club.
Listen, Todd wants to bring back Fear Factory. He's willing to be the host.
If it gets me up to, you like, $5 million.
It's actually you being Fear Factor host. That's...
I get a pet rescue and a comedy club. And in any capacity, I'll probably sign up for it.
Look, wait, you know what? Two hosts. Fear Factor, two hosts. What do you think? You'll have Todd, who's, like, excited about the crazy shit. And you'll have me the entire time, like, what if they fucking die?
And I will be maniacally laughing, like, who gives a shit? They signed a waiver. I would love Fear Factor to come back with just, like, 2023 things. Like, are you going to bang this person you don't know their actual gender identity?
They're eating transsexual cutoff dicks. Breathe it out, bud. Breathe it out.
Do you want to do Russian roulette with aborted fetuses?
All right, we're going to see if this adrenochrome actually works. How much fentanyl can you get down in 5 minutes?
Is it fentanyl or is it DMT?
Find out.
Drinking a gallon of Lizzo sweat.
Calm down.
I love how someone honked right when you did that. That was funny.
Hell yeah.
We're pouring one on tonight. I challenged my boss to a case race, and the pussy never responded.
Wow. Was he going to come through to the pod? No?
No way in fuck, unless I pulled up on him with the mics and just like a phone camera. I was like, hey, but we're going to sit and talk for a minute.
We really could do that with this setup. This is actually really simple.
Yeah.
Like, these mics are...
I want my dad on the podcast.
Maybe the best move I've ever done.
My dad, Larry. Because since he's retired, doesn't give a fuck, smokes weed all day, he has become greatly, like, one of my favorite people. He's so relaxed, so laid back. Yeah, his body's falling apart, but he's having a great time.
I don't know how I'd feel about having my dad on the podcast.
It honestly, I don't blame you, because it's just going to devolve into me and him making fun of you for, like, an hour straight.
That's what I, yeah.
That's exactly what it's going to be. Because that's every time we hang out, we're just like, hey, Dalton's kind of gay, right?
And then I feel like it also devolved into him, like, shitting on us doing this. And yeah.
I might get defensive, but... Because this is one of my favorite things. I love stand-up, but this is... I want this to pay for my stand-up, and I want stand-up to eventually pay for this to get it to a big enough level where we can do whatever the fuck we want.
I want Finley Hats to pay for this, but apparently they're just willing to send us free shit, so shout-outs to them, I guess. Not an advertisement. Don't buy the shit. Yet.
Once it comes in, maybe.
Maybe. We might wear their hat.
Don't they make sick beanies?
Yeah, they make beanies. Yeah, they might have sent us one. Yeah,
I've been thinking about going to contacts on stage.
Yeah,
because mainly like the glasses cut off, like the crowd can't see when I'm making eye contact with them.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's not really a big hindrance, but something that interferes with my type of comedy. Excuse me, that was gross as fuck. And that was a deep one.
Do you ever watch, like, specials as, like, gameplay?
Yeah.
Like, study them?
That's...
kind of thing?
That's all I watch them as.
Kind of what I've been doing with podcasts.
It's all structural. Like, that's... and that's one thing I'm starting to not like about being into comedy so deeply. Is, like, I'm inside baseball, and I want to... I notice everything. Like, I notice when they cut to, like, a different venue. Because they noticed that joke worked better in a different city compared to whereas that one worked better in that city before. And, like, yes, I appreciate it and I like that. But also, once you get big enough to where your fans will come to you no matter where you are.
Yeah. That's if you have a loyal enough fan base.
Also, yes.
Or what your fan base consists of. Like, if you have a Chris D'Elia fan base,
apparently, you can just, like, do whatever the fuck you want.
You can fuck all the underage pussy you want.
I love how Chris D'Elia...
I like how we've burned bridges that don't even exist for us already.
Open challenge, Chris D'Elia, you and me, MMA.
We got Chris D'Elia, we've already burned that bridge.
I don't care.
Times.
Fuck that guy.
We've burned the bridge of... without them knowing, obviously.
It finally died.
We've probably burned the bridge of what was the other? Brendan Schaub. We're probably not going to have him on anytime soon.
I won't fight him, but I will call him an unfunny bitch.
Listen, I will take him on in a game of chess any day of the week.
I'll take him on in a roast battle. Him and Brian Callen.
Okay. Put Brian Callen on the list. Fuck it. He's probably old piece of shit. Suck dicks.
Wait, no, hold up. Time out, buddy. So do you know about Brian Callen and Steven Crowder working together?
No.
Okay.
Are we adding Steven Crowder to the list?
Yeah, fuck that guy, too.
Okay. Jake Paul's also on that list, too.
Yeah, fuck you, pussy.
Yeah. Logan, we love you.
I do like Logan a lot more.
What's the other guy's name?
KSI?
KSI! I like KSI.
He's kind of funny. Cool. He said the N-word on stream. That was pretty funny. Like, hard R and everything. Hilarious.
Well, he's black. He can get away with it.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato. That's another one.
Fuck that bitch. Yeah. I swear to God. Fuck that bitch till the day I die. Oh, I was on crack at fucking 13. Shut up, slut.
Honestly, Rudy Gobert probably hates us for the god-awful impression I'd done.
I'm Rudy Gobert. Oh, go, go, go.
Zion. Devin Booker. Zach LaVine for me calling him a pussy 1,000 times.
Honestly, as a loyal Suns fan, I cannot see Devin Booker in person. I cannot contain myself as a man. Or as a productive member of society, I will end up saying racisms.
People that probably do fuck with us, but probably don't know that they would fuck with us. Joakim Noah. I think Joakim Noah would like us.
Dude, I
love the motherfucker.
Such a good guy.
I don't think Derrick Rose would like us.
That hurts my feelings. Why would you say that?
Well, let me rephrase that. I don't think Derrick Rose would want anything to do with this podcast, because I don't think Derrick Rose wants to do any fucking media ever. So,
I mean, yeah. Because
that's who he is as a person, which I respect. and I still love him.
But also, Derrick Rose, if I ever do a show in Chicago or where you live, I will give you a ticket, and I will get your dick sucked. I promise.
He has a wife.
I will get your dick sucked.
Have you seen her?
No, I'll give her enough money. She'll suck his dick. Don't worry.
You see his wife?
No.
The man's doing pretty good, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I know one thing. He's not on his knees. I wanted to dap up. You have a fucking 40 of, like, vodka lemonade.
Yeah, I bought this after I realized that he was going to Memphis. Not really, but it just hit me. I'm sad.
Wait, he's really going to Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep, signed a 2-year deal to play with the fucking Grizzlies.
Oh, no.
But that's like a theory that I've heard. Derek is only going to play with teams that are in the Midwest, near Chicago.
I mean, yeah.
Because he doesn't want to go too far away from home.
Yeah.
Or New York, where Tibbs is, right? That's really the main reason he'd play for the Knicks.
Yeah.
So, I knew it was probably going to either be like Milwaukee or maybe Chicago.
If I really, honestly, I was hoping the dude went to Milwaukee. I'm not going to lie to you. It would have been so much better for his career, so much better for Milwaukee as a team.
I don't know. I think Memphis isn't a bad move.
I mean, yeah, they're gonna need somebody to fill up Jaw, retard Morant's fucking spot for a bit.
I think it's good for Jaw too.
I don't think so. I think him and Derrick Rose are gonna butt heads.
I think it's either gonna go one of two ways. It's gonna be him butting heads and being like, "No, you're fucking old and washed," and not listening at all, or he'll be like, "Yeah, you're a league MVP and you've been around forever."
Your league MVP, one of the most respected vets on the planet without a ring.
If it was like Rajon Rondo, which it's weird because Rondo has two rings, I could see him being like, "No, I'm not listening to your Rondo. I don't give a fuck."
I would 100% be more likely to listen to Derrick Rose than Rajon Rondo.
Derrick Rose has that reputation.
Who doesn't
like Derrick Rose?
Wait, time out.
You know what I mean?
If we're looking for, like, life advice, Derrick Rose. If we're looking for basketball advice, Rondo. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's so much like X's and O's.
No, that's not what it is. That's not what Ja Morant needs.
I think what Derrick Rose is going to help him with is managing the spotlight.
Right.
Knowing what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
Another good one for him, and I think he'd probably be able to show him more than Derrick even, especially with this current situation.
KG.
I was going to say Gilbert Arenas.
Either one, honestly.
A lot of the interviews I've seen with Gilbert Arenas lately, dude, like, he kind of realizes, like, where he fucked up. And, like, you know.
Yeah.
What he needs to do better. But also, yeah. Gilbert Arenas doesn't have that respect as much as, like, Derrick Rose does around the league, too.
Not nearly.
Which is kind of a shame. I mean, Gilbert Arenas was a great player.
Debatably. He was okay. He was a good role player.
Yeah. He got his job done. He did his job.
I mean, yeah, being a good role player is not a knock on him.
I would say, what? 04 to like 09, 2010. Oh, wait, that's my lighter.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Gilbert Arenas was like one of the probably top three point guards, arguably. Or at least scorers. The man could get you 50 any night if he wanted to.
Yeah, but the problem is he didn't want to.
Could shoot. He could finish. Like, he could handle the ball.
It never felt like Gilbert Arenas wanted to play professional basketball.
I don't think he took it serious, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Which is...
it's the best way to go about it.
I mean, yeah.
If you're not... because, like, yes, it's wonderful to be the greatest, but also, you gotta make a paycheck at the end of the day. And if you're smart about it, you can make enough money to where your grandkids will never have to work a day in their life.
That is true, too. That is true, too.
It's just all business and ego checks, which is the biggest problem with John Morant right now.
Yeah, he's...
Because, he's a guy who's had a great life up until he got super famous, and then everyone's like, oh, you ain't struggled for shit. So he wants to be like, no, I'm hard. So, people who look like him respect him. And, I know it's super fucked up for me to say that as a white guy, but that's what it feels like. He wants respected by people who look like him, not just everybody else, for his basketball skill. He wants to be respected as a man, right?
I just want to point this out.
Go ahead.
Their head coach looks like the kind of guy that would go to the ghetto. I'm going to fix... I'm going to go to these schools and help these kids. And then it's 5 minutes later on the floor crying. I'm just saying, Google him. He looks like the guy. You know?
There was... What Boston player... had a crazy pill addiction in the early 2000s. I'm trying to think of his name.
The late 90s?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. It was Chris.
White guy?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Chris. I know who you're talking about.
Because I watched him speak in person.
You watched him speak in person? Mm-hmm. I watched the 30 for 30 doc on him.
Oh, yeah?
He's an incredibly inspiring story.
Dude. I was tripping dicks that whole time because I had just started my anti-anxiety medication for the first time in my life. So I was probably the most fucked up I had ever been because I never did drugs before then. And then I started getting into those. I was like, let's see what everything else is about.
Yeah.
And it was also the same season I got a concussion where the doctor was like, yeah, you'll never play again.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Sorry, I'm looking up this guy. This is bugging me.
It was Chris something, god damn it. He got drafted 2 years after Lynn Bias.
Well, when you look up drugs, basketball, 30 for 30, Lynn Bias is the first thing that comes up.
Let's go, daddy. Basketball history knowledge. Give me something.
Good enough.
Why'd you flinch like I was going to hit you hard?
I don't know. I don't know. Trauma, man. Trauma from childhood.
So tomorrow...
You never had some cousins that kicked the shit out of you? Was it Chris Herrings?
Yep. Yes, it was. Chris Herring.
Herrings. Yeah. Herrings? Yeah. Look it up. Unguardable. 30 for 30, Doc. Pretty good stuff.
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast.
Going back door. Shut the front door. It's going back door.
What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats.
Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front like the old school truckers used to wear.
Like the late great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts, we have mugs.
Shut the front door, it's going back door. It's the nice slogan that we're running here for the Penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great, the hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So, buy more, or buy some, and,
maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Support us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. As the late, great... Justin Timberlake once said... We're bringing sexy back.
Yeah!
With GBD Shop... at goingbackdoor.com. So check that out. You'll love it.
And like the late, great Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no. While wearing a GBD Pod acquired hat,
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, Ja Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people
back
might respect
him.
Back to the episode.
Here's your free advertisement, ESPN, you sons of bitches.
Thanks, Disney. Suck my dick.
I'd fuck that fucking mouse to death.
Xi Jinping can suck my cock from the back with his thin Asian-ass lips.
No, we're wanting Chinese money.
No, I'm not.
You know, you're right. Japan all the way.
I will support Japan till the day I die.
Except for World War II.
Suck free enterprise.
America! Fuck yeah!
We showed you guys the sun, now you're into anime porn, yeah.
America! Fuck yeah!
So how does it feel to be like...
Stuart, if you can put some auto-tune on our voices there, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
You don't have to.
But
I would appreciate it. Stuart, I don't know if he's going to be mad about me sharing this, but he sent me like his first set for doing an open mic.
Oh, really?
It made me really proud.
Wow.
Like, it was pretty decent stuff. Wow. He had like a genuine like theme for the whole set, which
so
was cool.
What you're telling me is, I'm going to take the sunglasses off for this. My co-host is doing stand-up. Our new audio engineer and producer is doing stand-up.
This is a big old ant. Just come out of nowhere.
We've had two guests on here that have done stand-up.
Yeah.
And one of them, I never thought he would have left his room to do stand-up. You know who you are.
Bitch that shall not be named because Instagram follows.
Yes, exactly. Follow me on Threads, motherfucker. I have not done stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm going to put these back on when I sob for a minute. Why am I such a pussy? Anyways, what were you saying? He sent you a stand-up?
Yeah, I was just really proud and happy for him.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. He was going to send me a bunch of stuff that he'd worked on, and he never sent it, so... I don't know if he's our audio engineer yet, technically, but haven't approved it. Haven't got word from the board.
Yeah, the investor board.
It got approved by two of the four of us.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. I tried emailing the other two. Mick just sent me a picture of his asshole, so that's nice.
Add to the spank bank?
And then sent another message that said, I'm not involved. Quit fucking sending me this shit. That's nice.
It's nice to be a liar, isn't it?
Cody ghosted me. So that's cool. So I guess we're just going to approve it?
I mean, yeah, it's up to him if he actually wants to do it.
Actually, you know what? Since he's willing to do the audio, and he's willing to help on this podcast, we're naming him partner. You know?
Our first ethnic partner.
Are we a black-owned business now?
No, basically we're like every other white person that has sex with a black person. You can say the N-word now on the internet, and no one cares. Isn't that the most irritating thing about white women?
That's all I have to do is get a black chick pregnant.
I mean, yeah, or just like have sex with a bunch of them and be like, I'm only into black women. Then you can say the N-word, no one cares.
See ya. Suck dicks. I'll be back. Alright. I'm gonna go get some pussy.
And Donna's left the cast. His mic probably disconnected and he slammed my door like
I forgot my shoes.
You slammed the door a second time. Let's go. You fat hand Irish shovel faced fuck.
I finished quick.
I know. Who do you think hired that lady outside? You're not moving in like less than 3 weeks. I'm freaking the fuck out.
I haven't told you this, and I don't know if this is the right time to tell you, like on the podcast. But it has been hard on me too, just thinking about it.
I'm so fucking scared that this isn't going to be able to, like, we're not going to be able to do this. And this is something I like. I genuinely fucking love this.
Yeah.
I love just
hanging out
and talking with you. And
I mean,
like,
yeah.
In front of a camera with
you. And this is, like, this is the most socializing I do outside of work, you know?
Right.
And, like, even, like, outside the podcast, like, playing basketball or just, like, hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be tough for me, too. You know, I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be super tough on you because you're actually moving.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of things going with that. And I understand that, but I also want you to know that I'm worried about you, but I also believe in you, and I think you're going to be able to do this and accomplish the goals that you have set for yourself. So,
I really hope so, dog.
And
there's so much riding on this.
I mean, and even if it doesn't work out, I mean, you got to have a plan B too, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
You know?
Not at all.
Like, even if that plan B is just, like, moving back.
Yeah.
You know, moving back. And there's no... there's no shame in that, you know?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you're done, you know?
Yeah.
Because, what, you just turned 25, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, we're still young.
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up for 2 years.
You've been,
and according to a lot of legends, it takes 10 years to get good.
And you've all, yeah, you've been doing stand-up for 2 years. You're a fucking infant at this shit.
Yeah.
Dog. Like, we've been doing this podcast for how long?
Is it 3 years?
It's been
two and a half to 3 years.
We started 2020.
Yeah.
So it's been like 3 years, almost four. And I wouldn't say we've mastered this shit at all.
No.
I mean, for God's sake, the audio in the last two podcasts sound like we were shuffling chairs in the background. I mean, it was fucking awful.
Yeah, but we're constantly getting,
you know,
better at it.
I think the content is improving.
Yeah.
I mean, I think doing games and stuff when we have guests and that kind of thing helps. And
it's always fun, yeah.
I mean, some of that needs some work, and that's on my end, but, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, but I also don't do anything else besides stand up in this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to do anything else. I'm fucking retarded when it comes to computers, video editing. It took, like, my girlfriend has to airdrop me videos because I don't know how the fuck to do it.
You don't know how to airdrop?
Not I. No fucking idea.
Where's your phone?
I don't know. Oh, it's right here.
Okay. Go to your photos real quick. Pull up one that you want to send me.
Lance Welsh started following me.
Shout out to Lance Welsh.
He's the guy I followed last night that ate a bag of dicks in front of me and made it extra hard to win the crowd back.
Oh, cool. Never mind. No shout
Lance,
out.
Lance, you're okay. You're pretty funny. Keep a day job, big dog.
I got this. To quote my father, I would stick with mowing and give up on comedy. So
bring up photos, you said?
Yes. Find the first video that you want to send me. Find the video. Hit it. Okay. Now, you're going to go to share? You know how to share stuff?
Yeah, the big square with the up arrow.
Okay.
And airdrop.
Yep. And then, was that my
Dalton's MacBook Pro.
Yeah, so then it sent it to the MacBook Pro. And then you're going to leave that open for a little bit. It'll show, yeah, sending. And then it'll let you know when it's done. Yep.
I'm a technological god. Don't question my power.
AirDrop, look, AirDrop is the easiest thing. Apple makes everything. Apple's perfect for you. Or for anybody that isn't super advanced on technology.
Yeah.
Because Apple makes everything super easy. Right? The only time it gets complicated is when you involve like a MacBook or an iPhone in with like a Windows computer, and then you're trying to transfer shit like that, because then you have to like really figure out some shit to work around it.
Yeah, it's different formatting. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's also doable. You could figure that out. I mean, I figured that out. My mom's figured out stuff like that too. I mean, she knows fucking keyboard shortcuts, and I still don't understand that shit. So,
it's not too bad. The only one I know is Control C and Control V.
Control C and Control V.
Copy and paste.
See, I didn't even fucking know that. I'd go right click. That's what I do on everything.
I mean, yeah, it works.
You know, I learned 6 months ago that if you tap two fingers, that's right click on a pad.
Yeah, most of them. Some of it doesn't work.
I just learned that, so that's nice. That's nice.
Yep, yep. I learned a lot. Hurtful sometimes.
You know what's hilarious? When we first started doing this podcast, I remember Cody saying, well, maybe I should have Mick do most of the, like, computer stuff, because Mick knows what he's doing with computers. And then Mick left, so Cody did everything. And then Cody left, so now I'm doing everything.
So basically,
how did we end up with the two dumb fucks doing everything?
Bro, literally, it's only you doing stuff. I just show up and be kind of funny sometimes.
You have a literal chimp doing everything on this podcast. How the fuck have we not failed?
Hey, it said harder? Failed.
What?
Oh.
It's probably because we're recording right now. So we'll do it later. You can sit the iPhone here in a minute, and it'll be that'll probably be easier.
I think you already have this video.
Oh, well.
The one I tried to send you, because
the better way for you to send me that stuff would probably be... Here, I'll show you. If you... So... Select all the videos you want to send me. You know what? We'll do this after the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. How long have we been going?
I don't know.
No, we're almost to the end. So, what was something else that happened this week? Let's see. Oh, did you see the Jonah Hill shit?
Yes.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on that?
This bitch is fucking retarded.
I mean...
This bitch is literally fucking retarded.
Why don't you give the story, or why don't you tell the people what happened?
Okay, so basically, Jonah Hill was like, hey, my boundaries for a relationship are, I don't want you to be posting mostly nude pictures for attention online. I don't want you to be surfing with dudes for attention. I don't want you to be... doing basically like any promiscuous behaviors online for appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And some lady screenshotted it and was like, hey, this is emotional abuse and neglect, canceling.
Was this an Instagram post, or was this a text message he had sent to her?
It was like a text message he had sent to a woman.
Okay. So...
that he had previously had a date with and was interested in being with. But also, he was like, if you don't agree with this in any capacity, no hard feelings, go ahead and move forward. I will be happy for you.
Okay. I'm going to say parts of it are a little insecure. I will say that. The other part of this is I feel like that's maybe not that bad.
No, he was upfront about it and was like, hey, do whatever you want, but this is what it is. If you don't want it, go ahead.
I mean, it could have been worse.
He could have called her a slut.
He could have
been like, hey, you dumb bitch, you're posting titty pictures. What are you, some kind of fucking whore? And then she probably would have stayed with him. Because, you know, women say they want one thing and then want the other thing. Because that makes fucking sense.
Okay, so... hypothetically.
Yeah, digging out a ciggy, because it's serious.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross my legs like a homo. It's fine. Hypothetically. Your girlfriend. You have now. You guys started dating. She's into, like, let's see. She's into CrossFit, right? She's into CrossFit, but she likes to wear like kind of slutty clothes to the CrossFit gym, right? She posts pictures of it, right? You know this going into it, right? Are you still going to get upset like later on about her posting pictures and doing
no,
the same
if I
thing?
Have a problem with it, I'm going to address it. Like,
you'll address
off
it.
That.
Yeah.
But also, I'm kind of a psycho when it comes to that stuff like that.
But also, I guess also it's on him too a little bit. Because you also have to think. Because Jonah Hill is a well-known actor, right? Yeah. He's got a... You got. I don't get how some of these celebrities get in trouble. Like, why don't they think a little bit more? Like, okay, you're Jonah Hill. You're sending a text message to this girl that's like this. You should probably think, like, okay. Should I send this text or should I say it in person? Because saying it in person, it's words. Unless she's recording or you say it on a podcast or something.
Yeah.
She can't post it on Instagram. Yeah. You know what I mean? But sending a text, it can come off. There's no emotion. There's no tone in a text. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
If I'm like, hey, Todd, you look like a slut, right? You probably shouldn't dress like a slut. Or if I said it more like this, hey, Todd, you look like a fucking slut. Shouldn't yeah. dress like a slut, you know? See, it sounds different with
yeah
saying it out loud. So that's one thing. But then, like, also sending that text, he should know that that's a possibility that she's going to, like, screenshot it and post it. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. But that's also, like, blind trust in a human being. Because at the end of the day, you're not wanting anything besides their attention and acceptance to
yes.
your beliefs and how you feel and stuff. So, yeah, I kind of agree with both sides. Like, yeah,
yeah,
if you're not into it, move on. But also, there's no reason to post it because he didn't say anything obscene or offensive to you
yeah.
in any capacity.
Yeah.
Besides maybe just, like, calling you out on your bullshit for attention online.
Yeah, it's, that's what it comes down to is all it is, really.
And then the bitch doubled down and was like, yeah, I want more attention online. Please cancel it. That's the only thing I have a problem with. It's just, like, someone fishing for money or attention just based on the fact, like, Jonah Hill talked to me.
All right, you talked me into it, Todd. Cancel Jonah Hill. Cancel
How?
Jonah Hill. No, we're doing this for attention and money.
We're not pretty white women. We can't get away with it.
No, we're in support of the pretty white women. Support us by sending us money, pretty white women.
No, we'll be pretty white women and then claim it's all trauma. Yeah. That's what happened to us. It's all trauma. Even though we signed up for it 150%, it's all trauma.
Hey, I'm going to need you to stop mocking my new fans.
The guy who beat my ass for 6 months then got me pregnant didn't stick around. What the
oh my
fuck?
God.
That's crazy. I could never imagine. God. It's giving deadbeat dad energy. It's giving piece of shit energy. It's giving domestic abuse energy.
That
it's
is
giving.
What, that is always the funniest shit when they're always like, you know, I don't know how he ended up being a deadbeat. He only had 5 other kids.
With which all 5 I've never seen him with ever. That's
yeah.
clearly a fucking sign.
You're like,
he has multiple kids and he doesn't cancel a date at least once to be like, hey, I have to go get my kid. I'm sorry. Or like, hey, I can't go on a date on the weekend. I have my kids.
Yeah. He's not doing fatherly responsibilities occasionally.
He's a deadbeat.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
use
like,
your head.
We realize sometimes there's weird agreements between divorces and such, but
yeah.
also try. That's all it takes is just try.
Yeah.
But also, bad women from divorces or child-bearing relationships, stop being cunts. It wouldn't be that hard, you know? Let him be a dad. I'm sorry he doesn't want to be with you anymore. You're probably fucking disgusting.
It just makes you wonder, like, it's even more horrific because, like, it makes you wonder, like, how can a human being not also realize, like, that's going to be terrible for your kids?
That's
like, if you have, because it happens too with, like, good dudes. Where, like, if he's a good man and you guys aren't getting along, yeah, have the divorce, whatever, go your separate ways, but don't drag the kids into it, you know?
Yeah.
And let him see his kids, because
the whole problem is
the kids need a father.
This whole self-improvement, fucking self-love bullshit is allowing people to be more selfish, and they're just like, no, it's okay. It's what I need to do because I work hard as a mom.
Yeah. The self,
which I agree, being a mom is hard as fuck.
Yeah, and you should have self-love, but you should also have
responsibility for your actions.
Yeah, responsibility for your actions and a care for other people at the same time.
Anything after 3 months is murder?
See, I'm pro post-birth abortion. So you're going to have... And I stand strong on that one, to be honest.
It's a wild take.
Yeah, yeah.
That is probably the most wild take
like
I've ever heard out of your mouth.
Up to 16, you know? That's... Years. Up to 16 years.
Months. Years.
All right, Billy, you're on your fourth DUI by the age of 16. We're going to have to...
Put you down, buddy.
Sorry. Sorry, kiddo.
So are you into eugenics?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Hello.
Howdy.
We're recording right now, but you can go around and be out of the shot completely.
Yeah, you'll be out of the shot. You're good.
It's okay.
You're good.
Hurry up. You're already in the door. It's okay.
It's all good.
Left already. There's beer in the fridge if you want one. First banquet.
I'm already fucking ready.
Let's go. Shh.
The fuck was that?
I don't know. I forgot.
It's a little brush.
That's a brush I was using for my mustache. I've been working on trying not to trim it when it bothers me and gets in my nose and shit.
Does it ever get in, like, your mouth when you're eating stuff?
Every fucking time I have a burger.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you never open your mouth wide enough to begin with.
Yeah. It gets really bad, like, with my beard. When I'm driving and I'm not smoking, I'll start chewing on it and then realize it.
And you'll be like, ew,
like
I'm
fucking
a dirty
child.
Bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And then I'm doing one of these, like, okay, gotta make this look normal so that I don't look like a, I don't know.
Brother, there's nothing rapier
walrus
than standing and just twirling your mustache out so it doesn't get in your fucking nose and mouth. Because I want to grow it out to where I can, like, twirl it up and shit. What?
You need one of those little things.
A fucking monocle?
Yeah, a little monocle. You could be Mr. Peanut.
You're a bitch for that.
You see the irony of that,
you're
right?
A bitch, you know. I hope you know you're a bitch.
Mr. Genetics are shit.
Peanuts were started. Peanut butter was started as a race war against whites. It was the first shot, and it was a good shot. I'm sorry. I've never met a black person with a peanut allergy. Have you? Shut the fuck up. Alright, that's a good bit.
I'm gonna find one. Out of spite.
Good luck, buddy. They're gonna be Asian and black. That's it. That's the only people that have any sort of peanut allergy between those mixes.
Asian and black?
Yeah, it's the only ones. Not white and black, like you would think, right?
Really?
Right?
Huh.
It's like the peanut gene is recessive in everybody besides the whites.
The real question is this actually racist, or...
I don't think it's racist.
Is this science? This is science, right?
It's pretty goddamn close to science.
This is like science. This is,
Bro, you can go through, it's okay.
I don't know, like... They got more muscles and shit, you know? No, that's racist. That is racist. That's actually racist. Yeah, I think a motherfucker or two has been fired from ESPN for saying stuff like that.
Oh my god.
If I'm remembering correctly.
you got extra muscles and shit.
You know?
They jump around a lot better. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
No real question. Who is they?
They?
And who is they?
I'm pretty sure they're part of the LGBTQ community.
That was actually such a good fucking joke.
Oh,
My "thunt" joke still makes me laugh every time. What do you call a "they them" cunt? A "thunt"?
Oh my god.
Isn't it good but dumb?
Oh my god.
It's good but dumb.
I think that might be a good moment to move to plugs.
So basically, follow me at FuckToddGBD on everything. Suck my dick from the back. Come to Crackers. It's pretty fun.
Did you get Threads?
No.
It's super easy to sign up for.
I didn't sign up for
you
Threads.
You should sign up for Threads. Anyways. Miners.
Miners dig up coal. They're pretty cool guys.
Yeah, and they're also children. And you know how we feel about children on this podcast.
Dalton likes to fuck them.
No. You really threw me off track on that one.
I fucking got him.
You can find me on at you can find me at The Real D-Todd GBD.
You can find him on the dark everything. Web fucking kids.
No, you won't. Because that's not a thing. You can also follow the podcast at Going Backdoor on Instagram and Backdoor Going on Twitter.
You can also catch his fake casting couch on OnlyFans.
You can also threaten the guy that owns Going Backdoor on Twitter. We would appreciate that.
Who the fuck does that?
Some douchebag on Twitter. He owned it before we even started the podcast.
DM me his information.
We have tried DMing him, and I think he just doesn't. I think he quit using that Twitter account.
And they haven't deactivated it.
Nope.
God damn it, Elon.
Yep. That's our next step. We need to make friends with Elon and get that figured out.
Son, fuck off.
No thanks.
You can come over here and get some pets.
And then check out goingbackdoor.com. We've got all our videos on there. The more recent ones, if you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, hey, I've seen this Dubby ad way too many fucking times, or this shitty GBD shop, check out the shop, by the way. Fantastic merch right there.
But speaking of which, our graphic designer intern is slacking the fuck off.
He's going to get a write-up. Anyways, we've got ad-free videos on the website. Check those out. They're there. That was the point of my little spiel. Check out the Patreon. It's there. $5. $10 if you're feeling generous or you want to be cool.
All
or
my you want shitty to see, stand-up.
Or you want to see Todd's shitty stand-up. Or my butthole. That'll be it. That's about it. So.
And this is Maui. And this has been Going Back Door. If anyone's still here with us, we love you. Fuck you, bitch.
Hey. Come to Going Back Door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways and such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.